said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
Shanti. A stranger was about to enter a village. And there was an old man sitting there at the outskirts. And the stranger asked the old man, how are the people of this village? The old man in return asked, how are the people of the village from where you are coming? And the man said, just don't ask. He was in a fit of rage. His face was red. He said, those people were the most wicked people, most cruel people. It's only because of them that I left my village and I'm entering this village. Please tell me, how are the people of this village? And the old man said, then you should not enter this village. Because the people of this village are the most wicked, the worst that you ever would see. Better you go away from this place. After some time, another man came there. He was also a stranger. And he asked the old man, how are the people of this village? The old man again said, first tell me, how are the people of the village from where you are coming? And the man was full of love. And he said, just don't ask me. They were so loving people. They were so nice people. And they were so beautiful people. But because of some reasons, I had to leave that village and come here. Pray tell me, how are the people of this village? And the old man said, then you are welcome. You are at the right place. The people of this village are the most loving people. You will never find such people anywhere in the world. You are most welcome to this temple of love. You see what is within you. Love, like lust, is in the eye of the beholder. You see the world, what you carry within yourself. If you carry hatred, you see hatred outside. If you carry jealousy, you see jealousy outside. If you carry negativity, you see negativity. And if you carry the fire of love, you see the same blazing fire everywhere. And when we are full, then we don't need anything. And what is it that fills the soul? It is love. To say love is just a power would be belittling its importance. Love is in fact the greatest energy. Love is the divine energy. Love is the wings with which you take a flight into the sky of God. Love is the fragrance. Love is the flower. And the seed is in every heart. But there are obstacles. And it doesn't germinate. And it doesn't turn into a tree. It gets stuck. And when it gets stuck, it becomes lust. Love is the free flow. Lust is the impedance. Love is about freedom. There are three keys of love. The first, love for self. The second, love for others. And third, love for God. These three things should combine together. You must love, learn to love yourself, whatever you are, with whatever failings and shortcomings and imperfections. You are still a unique creature. You don't have to become superior to somebody. You don't have to compete with anybody. You are already a masterpiece. You are already so unique, so beautiful. You are uncomparable. So love yourself is the first thing. Learn to accept yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. No matter what you have done in the past, no matter what things have happened in the past, carrying guilt consciousness, how can you progress? The path of love is the path of freedom. Guilt is the weight on your soul. Unload yourself. Detax yourself. Unburden yourself. Forgive yourself. Accept yourself wholeheartedly. Self-love. Second is the love for others. How can I love others? It is so tough and so difficult because sanskars, conflict, because nature, opinion, ideas, words, ego. Ego locks the door. Love opens the door. How can I love others? This is a very important question. I know loving myself, that is quite easy. I can understand it. But to love others, and why? Just because somebody is saying, start loving everybody. How can I love others? I can love others only and only when I realize something new, something different. When I realize that we all are the spark of the same divine. Each and every soul is in the path of evolution. Each and every soul is in the journey of consciousness. And I am not different from others. They and me are one. You and I are one. When I realize that there is one supreme consciousness, one universal consciousness that runs through everyone, we all are in the journey of spiritual evolution. We all are in the journey of spiritual ascension. When I realize that same divine spark is in each and every heart, how can I be different? We are one. One divine family. We are one spark. We are the sparks of the same fire. If somebody is hurt, I am hurt. If somebody is in pain, I am in pain. There is one universal consciousness. No matter what their caste, grade, gender, creed, religion is, whether they are in Gyan, not in Gyan, Brahmin, non-Brahmin, that has nothing to do with love. Love lifts the veil of separation. Love doesn't know the curtain of segregation. Love doesn't follow caste system. It just knows to love. The unconditional love. It has even not to do with human beings. It is expanding to all objects, things, inanimate objects. It is not just related to humankind, but it penetrates into animal kingdom. It also includes trees, everything. The father of horticulture, Luther Burbank. He was the American botanist. The American botanist. He is known as father of horticulture. What he did, you know, he talked with cactus. Cactus is a thorny shrub. And he talked with the cactus and he said, "My dear cactus, why you need these thorns to protect yourself? My love for you is enough. And he kept talking with the thorns, with the cactus. And one day, he was able to produce or grow thornless, spineless cactus for the first time in human history. You can see his picture. Just put an image in the Google Images. He's standing there with the spineless cactus. Yeah. So this was the first contact of human beings with plant kingdom. And he was asked how you could do this. How is it possible that the cactus for the first time is spineless, thornless cactus? And he said, with the power of love. How he did it? With the power of love. He spent hours together loving cactus, stroking that plant and talking with it. So that was the first contact of humankind with the plant kingdom, and that was made possible with the power of love. So unconditional love can do miracles. There is nothing impossible in this world with the power of love. Love is the greatest power. Love is the greatest energy. Love is the greatest alchemy. Love is the greatest miracle. Love is the greatest temple. But that love should first be born within the heart. And then that love will expand. And it will include everything, everyone. An unconditional love. What are the features of unconditional love? First, as the name suggests, it has no conditions. Second, it is selfless. Third, it doesn't know exchange. You love me, then in return I love you. It just knows giving without any desire for return. Then love, it is not beggar. It doesn't ask anything. It has no demands. It is not a commercial purchase. Then, love, which is unconditional, is ultimate sacrifice. To lay down one's life for the beloved is the penultimate test of love. Love makes no distinctions. Love is the flowering of the consciousness. In 1857, that's a very important period in Indian history, the Sepoy Mutiny or the First War of Independence or the First Kranti or First Revolution, Indian Revolution, 1857. There was a sadhu, a sage, and he had taken upon himself Maun Vrata, the observance of silence. And the Britishers caught him, and they thought him to be a spy. And they asked him, "Who are you? Tell." But he was silent. He didn't speak a word. They kept on torturing him, harassing him. "Tell who you are. You must be a spy." But he was a sadhu. He didn't utter a single word. And ultimately, they took out the spear and stabbed him. At the time of death, that sage said, "Tattvamasi. You are that. What I am. You are same. at the time of death, the love was still there for the enemy, for the killer, for the murderer. And the man died. Love makes no distinction. It is same for all. It knows the language of love is universal. It has no barrier of words. Rather, the language of love is the greatest language. Or, the one who knows the language of love is, in fact, Kabir says, is the greatest scholar, the Pandit. It is not by reading all the scriptures that you become Pandit. Dhai Akhar Prem. Just this small letter of love, if you can understand this language, you know all languages. In fact, whatever that you see around, you feel everything is God's. You find the autograph of God everywhere. That is love. So unconditional love means no fear. The other thing is, it has no fear. It is not fear inducing. Then unconditional love is about freedom. You do not tell your beloved, do this and do that, then I will do this. You give him freedom. Free to come and free to go away. Free to stay and free to move out. You are no obligation. You are not barrier. The bliss of love, the pleasure of love, the happiness of love, the completeness and fullness of love is in giving, in allowing freedom. Love is not about possessiveness. You are mine and I am yours. See that you do not go away from me. Love makes no demands. Love frees the beloved. Love is not possessiveness. Possessiveness is selfishness. The love of God gives you the sky. The limited love gives you the courtyard. So, pranic living is about unconditional love. Pranic living is about filling yourself with love. Because when you are not filled with love, you want to fill the vacuum which is within you. And the only method we know of filling that vacuum is eating. You go and eat something, and with the intention of filling that inner vacuum. Baba says, happiness is the greatest nourishment. Khushi is khurak. It's a nourishment. When you are filled with happiness, then you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go and see, eat this, eat that, eat this, eat that. You're not glutton. When you are full, and we know only one type of nourishment, physical food, material food, dense food. We just know only one nourishment. But there is one invisible food. When you are filled with the invisible food, you don't need that material or physical food too much. You become lighter and lighter, lighter. Your diet becomes less and less and less, and yet you are filled with energy because you are filled with energy of love. So pranic journey is nothing but spiritual journey. The wants of yogi are very less. The less you want, the powerful you are. The more you want, beggar you become. The more you want, the more the desire, the more the unhappy, the more the restlessness which is within you. When you are full, now you don't need anything. Your needs, your requirements are very less. So pranic living is an unstoppable journey towards freedom. Freedom from everything. It's not just about eating this or eating that. It is not about eating or not eating. It's about love. It's about bliss. It's about happiness. It's about ultimate flowering of consciousness. It's about perfection. It's about completion. It's about achieving the highest, the ascension. It's about acceptance. So this is the theory part. What to do in practical life for love? Yes. We must do certain experiments on love. What are they? The first experiment is imagine, visualize that you are filled with a radiant aura of love around you all the time. Wherever you go, wherever you move, wherever you walk, I am carrying a golden red aura of love. And nobody can escape that. Wherever I move, wherever I go, and that aura is for everyone. It's for animals, it's for plant, it's for tree, it's for moon, it's for sun. So you don't want to pollute this atmosphere, this nature, this prakriti. You don't want to throw plastics and wrappers or your waste. You don't want to harm anybody, in fact. Because I am carrying that aura. So imagine that you are filled with a golden aura. That is the first experiment. Your touch is divine. The second experiment. Whomsoever you meet, strangers or anyone, let a silent prayer come out from the heart. May this soul get blessed. May this soul come to God. May the intellect's lock get opened. So a silent prayer should move out from the heart. Whenever you come across any soul, you are sitting in the courtyard of Madhuban and you see new groups are coming. They do not know you, we do not know them. I don't know them. But a prayer from the heart, a fountain from the heart of love should emerge and sprinkle upon them that they have come to God's house, and let them get filled with divine love. No matter who they are, the strangers or anybody. Prayer for each and every soul. Prayer for each and every heart. That's the experimentation of love. The third, whatever you touch, feel my touch is divine and full of love. So if I touch anything, that thing would get transformed into the divine energy of love. And one more. Love your food. Love your food. Whatever you eat, love it. Do we love? We don't have time to love. We just know one thing. Gulp it down. Let it go fast. As soon as possible. We do not taste the flavor. You know, there is something known as food kissing. If you have an apple, gaze at the apple and kiss the apple. And create the sense of gratitude. So many people have contributed for bringing that apple on your table. Thank the global network. Thank the global network. The food that is on your platter. So many people have contributed. Go back to the earth, the sun, the rain, the water, the wind. Everything has contributed. The farmer, the land, the workers, and the people who harvested and cut the crop. And then it went the transport and the packing. And then it is coming here all the time. The people who made the financial contribution and the grains or whatever is coming here, and the ones who are cleaning, preparing, offering bhog, the ones who are serving on the table. So many people are involved. This is a global network. So thank the divine global network. And how you eat, this is more important. A person might be eating non-veg, but eating with love. And person is eating, drinking a glass of juice, but in hurry, in anger. Which is better? You eat with love. The divine energy of love should energize the food. Eat silently, alone. Eat silently, without saying a word, alone. Unhurried manner, giving drishti, food gazing, and with a sense of gratitude. Thanking each and every soul who contributed for bringing that food to your plate. So when you eat in this manner, how can you eat more? You will eat little and you will be full, because you are already filled with the energy, with the power of love. So when the love is there, your food becomes less. And when you eat less, you are full of energy. Less food, more energy. More food, less energy. Food, more, less vibrations. Food reduces the vibration. The more, the less the food, the more the vibrations. The more the energy. Because your energy gets saved. The energy which is spent in the process of digestion is now utilized for higher purpose. Churning, thinking, chintan, understanding, deep understanding. And super retention power. Concentration. You become superpower. Focused. If you want to study something, you read once and you can recall. And your discernment power becomes sharp. Because your energy is saved. It is not utilized in the process of digestion. It is fed from there and it goes up. Energy going down is sensuality. Energy going up is spirituality. The ojas. Urdvareta Yogi is the one whose ojas is going up, moving up. The activation of Kundalini is pranic process. Om Shanti.
Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhushcha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains.
in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.